News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The European Union Parliament should not take any action questioning the rights and authority of democratically elected legislatures, government sources said on Sunday, ahead of a debate on a batch of resolutions against India's new citizenship law by the powerful bloc of 28 nations. India hopes that the sponsors and supporters of the resolutions will engage with the government to get a full and accurate assessment of facts before they proceed further, the sources said. The EU Parliament is set to debate on the resolutions tabled by a large chunk of its members against the Citizenship Amendment Act, saying the enactment of the new law marked a dangerous shift in India's citizenship regime. The new law passed by Parliament last month offers citizenship to non-Muslim persecuted religious minorities from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. India has been witnessing massive protests against the new law, with opposition parties, civil rights groups and activists saying granting citizenship based on religion is against the foundational principle of the Constitution. Reiterating New Delhi's stated position, the sources said the CAA was an entirely internal matter of India and that the legislation was adopted through democratic means after a debate in both houses of parliament. Every society that fashions a pathway to naturalization contemplates both a context and criteria. This is not discrimination. In fact, European societies have followed the same approach, a government source said, explaining why India is opposed to the resolutions at the EU Parliament. A total of 6 resolutions have been tabled by groups within the EU. The resolutions have a similar theme with a number of them, such as the one tabled by the GUE/NGL group, also making a reference to the revocation of Article 370 of the Constitution that gave a special status to Jammu and Kashmir. They are set to be debated in the European Parliament in Brussels next Wednesday and voted the day after. The resolutions urge the Indian authorities to engage constructively with those protesting against the law and consider their demands to repeal the discriminatory CAA. The CAA marks a dangerous shift in the way citizenship will be determined in India and is set to create the largest statelessness crisis in the world and cause immense human suffering, according to the GUE/NGL resolution. Instead of addressing the concerns, offering corrective action, calling for security forces to act with restraint and ensuring accountability, many government leaders have been engaging in efforts to discredit, rebuke and threaten the protesters, it stated. The Indian government has been emphasizing that the new law does not deny any citizenship rights but has been brought to protect the oppressed minorities of neighboring countries and give them citizenship. As the government is set to invite preliminary bids from potential investors for selling 100% stake in Air India today, all eyes are on the portion of airline debt to be taken off its books and qualification for its suitors. Prospective buyers would have to respond to the expression of interest by March 17, 2020. Industry sources said that some of the potential bidders could be Tata Group, Hindujas, Indigo, SpiceJet, and a few private equity firms. Some of the foreign airlines could tie up with local players to place their joint bids. While overall economic environment remains subdued, industry analysts said that there would be significant investor interest for Air India, given its wide domestic and international network, traffic rights, slots at key foreign airports such as London and Dubai, technical manpower, and large fleet. Besides, the government is ready to go the extra mile to sell off the airline. The government has hinted that it will agree to the demands of potential buyers, as it is determined to completely exit the airline business, said Rajan Mehra, CEO of Club One Air and former India head of Qatar Airways. Air India is currently bleeding heavily with average daily loss pegged at Rs 20 to 25 crore. The Modi government is not keen to give any further financial support to the airline and has announced to shut it down if the second disinvestment bid fails. As per official data, Air India had an operating revenue of Rs 25,509 crore in the financial year ending 2019. as its operating expense during the fiscal was ₹30,194 crore. The airline had an operating loss of ₹4,685 crore. On a net basis, its loss was a record high at ₹8,556 crore in the previous financial year. Air India has a fleet of 125 aircraft and its domestic market share is 11.9% as on December 2019. The Modi government had invited the EOI in 2018 to sell 76% stake in the airline, but it ended up being a no-show with not a single private firm expressing interest. Learning from its previous experience, the government has decided to sell its entire 100% stake in the airline. It has also learned to have sweetened the deal by removing a large part of its ₹60,000 crore debt and clearing other liabilities. India plans to increase import duties on more than 50 items, including electronics, electrical goods, chemicals, and handicrafts, targeting about $56 billion worth of imports from China and elsewhere, officials and industry sources said. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman could make the announcement when she presents her annual budget for 2020-21 on February 1, along with other stimulus measures to revive sagging economic growth, one of the government officials said. Higher customs duties are likely to hit goods such as mobile phone chargers, industrial chemicals, lamps, wooden furniture, candles, jewelry, and handicraft items, two government sources with direct knowledge of the matter said. The move could hit smartphone manufacturers that still import chargers or other components such as vibrator motors and ringers, along with retailers such as giant IKEA that is in the process of expanding its footprint in India. IKEA had previously flagged higher Indian customs duties as a challenge. The government had identified items and decided to increase import tariffs by 5% to 10%, as recommended by a panel of trade and finance ministry officials, among others, the second government official said. Our aim is to curb imports of non-essential items, said the official, adding, a hike in import duties would provide a level playing field for local manufacturers hit by cheap imports from China, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and other countries that enjoy trade pacts with India. The sources asked not to be identified as the discussions were private. A spokesman for the Finance Ministry and a spokeswoman for the Commerce Ministry declined to comment. Since taking charge in 2014, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has imposed several restrictions on imports while allowing more foreign investment in manufacturing, defense, and other sectors. Modi's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party has also asked the government to increase duties on non-essential items to boost local manufacturing. We expect the budget will address the issue of cheap imports under free trade pacts, Gopal Krishna Agarwal, the head of BJP's Economic Affairs Cell, told Reuters. A committee of trade ministry officials, in consultation with local industries, had initially planned to target more than 130 items, accounting for roughly $100 billion worth of imports, but it has since pruned the list, the first official said. NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his teenage daughter, and three others were killed in a helicopter crash in Southern California on Sunday. The chopper went down in Calabasas, about 30 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. Authorities confirmed that five people died with no survivors. Bryant, an all-time basketball great who spent his entire 20-year career with the Los Angeles Lakers, was among the victims, a person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press. A different person familiar with the case confirmed that Bryant's 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, also was killed. Word of Bryant's sudden death at age 41 rocketed around the sports and entertainment worlds, with many taking to Twitter to register their shock, disbelief, and dismay. "Man, I don't even know where to start," tweeted Philadelphia 76ers superstar Joel Embiid. "I started playing ball because of Kobe after watching the 2010 finals. I'd never watched ball before that, and the finals was the turning point of my life. I wanted to be like Kobe. I'm so freaking sad right now." Bryant retired in 2016 as the third leading scorer in NBA history, finishing two decades with the Lakers as a prolific scorer with a sublime all-around game and a relentless competitive ethic. He held that spot in the league scoring ranks until Saturday night, when the Lakers' LeBron James passed him for third place during a game in Philadelphia, Bryant's hometown. Continuing to move the game forward, King James, Bryant wrote in his last tweet, "Much respect, my brother." Bryant had one of the greatest careers in recent NBA history and became one of the game's most popular players as the face of the 16-time NBA champion Lakers franchise. He was the league MVP in 2008 and a two-time NBA scoring champion, and he earned 12 selections to the NBA's all-defensive teams. He teamed with Shaquille O'Neal in a combustible partnership to lead the Lakers to NBA titles in 2000, 2001, and 2002. He later teamed with Pau Gasol to win two more titles in 2009 and 2010. Bryant retired in 2016 after scoring 60 points in his final NBA game. Kobe Bryant was a giant who inspired, amazed, and thrilled people everywhere with his incomparable skill on the court and awed us with his intellect and humility as a father, husband, creative genius, and ambassador for the game he loved. He will live forever in the heart of Los Angeles and will be remembered through the ages as one of our greatest heroes, said Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti. President Donald Trump reacted to the reports of Bryant's death soon after they began to surface, tweeting, "That is terrible news." Colin Storm was in his living room in Calabasas when he heard what sounded like a low-flying airplane or helicopter. "It was very foggy, so we couldn't see anything," he said. "But then we heard some sputtering and then a boom. The fog then cleared a bit and Storm could see smoke rising from the hillside in front of his home." Juan Bonilla of Calabasas said he was working on his roof Sunday morning when he heard a helicopter flying low nearby. He said he thought it was a sheriff's helicopter on a training mission. He heard nothing amiss with the engine or rotors and said he did not see any mechanical issue with the chopper. "It was a foggy Sunday morning," but he said visibility didn't seem to be low at the time of the crash. "Firefighters worked to douse flames that spread through about an acre of dry brush," said Art Marujo, a dispatch supervisor with the Los Angeles County Fire Department. Federal Aviation Administration spokesman Alan Kenitzer said the downed chopper was a Sikorsky S-76. The National Transportation Safety Board sent a go team of investigators to the site. The NTSB typically issues a preliminary report within about 10 days that will give a rough summary of what investigators have learned. A ruling on the cause can take a year or more. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.